Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
The University of California has two essay prompts as part of their application,
which have not changed now for
at least 3 years.
3 or 4 years, right. So we have been analyzing and working with clients on these two prompts now for 3 or 4 years. And we wanted to share your perspective on what these prompts mean.
Students have 1,000 words to divide between the two, and that's up to the author. So on the second UC prompt, the first word in the prompt is tell. So that means that they have to give some sort of detailed evidence, some sort of proof of what one of these five are.
So again, in setting up this prompt, you can brainstorm and quick write and outline. Or you can just brainstorm and quick write, then step back after that quick writing and use the outline to frame where you think you're heading with this. But either way, as Jill just said, you have to use the word tell. So then it's a matter of choosing. So you have choices here. You can choose between, first would be a personal quality, which of course, quality of a person, quality being
some sort of characteristic that somebody might notice about you. You know, your mom or your best friend might notice more generally about who you are.
Characteristic being
some sort of feature of your person, how you behave, how you act.
So some way in which you act or behave consistently.
Correct.
Part of your personality.
Part of your personality.
That hence personal.
Right.
Okay. Then talent.
And a talent is an inherent skill that comes out of you that people can recognize. Again, other people may recognize before the individual does that they can do.
Accomplishment.
Now we're moving into the external.
So the first two were internal. That's something inherent, something you're for the most part born with. That quality or talent may have been influenced by others and experiences, but it's something that you noticed early on in your life.
Right.
And you're moving from the inherent to the external.
Correct.
Okay.
And now with accomplishment, that is going to require some sort of effort, some sort of extraordinary effort that had pushed you to challenge maybe those natural qualities or talents to manifest themselves in a way that they hadn't previously.
So it could be an enhancement, a manifestation of those internal qualities, but it doesn't have to be?
No.
Or it could be an accomplishment outside of something inherent, something that you accomplish based on being told or working with others, but not necessarily something you knew was an inherent quality of yours.
No, but it has to have that element of challenging you beyond what you thought previously you could do.
Contribution.
And again, contribution is external, but now this is taking those efforts and giving it to some sort of common good. And so you have to define what is that common good? Who is that group that now I'm giving my effort toward, and what was the outcome?
And it would be a part.
A part, right.
It wouldn't be the whole.
No.
So what part did you play within a greater effort to achieve a particular public outcome?
Correct. So it could also include an accomplishment, but it had that greater outcome.
And then an experience.
An experience is really just an activity that you were participating in. But that's
something that happened.
Yes.
And that's the broadest possible one. But be careful, because those ones that are broad are the ones we want to leap into. Because we think it's the easiest, they can actually be the hardest.
The qualifier for whether it's for the personal quality, talent, accomplishment, contribution, experience, is that it's important. That's the next word in this prompt, is this important? Is it significant? Does it have some sort of meaning?
Some sort of value? Is it something that has an internal psychophysical reaction that validates what you're doing? Does it lead you to want to do more without really contemplating why? But you're pulled, you're pushed, you're driven. There's a momentum to continue to want to experience that in some form or another.
Correct. So then in the last part, when you're talking about this idea of proud, it could be that you just continue to be pulled.
Well, it's a validation. It says, yeah, that feels good. Yeah, that made me stand up straight. That helped me gain confidence. It's not a pride in the sense of thinking you're an amazing person and better than everybody else kind of hubris. It's a pride that is a validation of an effort. It is confidence. Yeah. Confidence restored, or confidence enhanced, or confidence validated. And that is saying, who I am paid off. And that's what you want to describe in that second sentence.
Right.
And more importantly, and that's the second, that's after the conjunction and how does it relate to the person you are? That's what it's saying. And how does it tie back into that very thing you said in the first part of the prompt?
Right.
For help in writing the complex essays for the University of California, contact us at creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.